Welcome back to Emergency Call. I'm Amanda.
I'm Michelle.
This is our second episode. We have yet to post the first one, so we're still just getting into the swing of things, but we're posting our first episode this week.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, we are. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am ready. I'm ready. It'll be exciting.
I am really excited to post it and see how you guys...
Oh, I hope everybody likes
it. I know. I hope everyone's liking it so far. Guys, today is not... It's not a good day for Amanda.
Amanda's cranky.
I got my period this morning, like, worse than you could ever imagine. Like, literal knives are scraping at the inside of my stomach, so...
Right, which makes me totally uncomfortable to even speak to you because you might claw at me.
Yeah. I'm feeling a little bit feisty today.
And then my mic was acting up and she was screaming at me. And hey, apparently I don't speak loud enough.
The mic was not picking up her voice.
So now I'm self-conscious and I keep going to the mic to talk.
I was not screaming at you.
I'm going to try not to. No, you weren't screaming. But I feel like you can't hear me, so I'm nervous.
No, you can hear you. She's being dramatic, guys. I don't yell. I just am like in pain and I'm so hungry. And then we were trying to order food, and I picked out the pasta, so I told her to pick out the pizza, and she wouldn't pick out the pizza.
Ordering food is so dramatic for us, which it shouldn't be.
No, it's dramatic for you.
No, you too.
No, because when I order food alone, it takes me a solid 5
minutes.
When
I'm alone, I'm good too.
Yeah, okay.
But when I have to depend on someone else, I feel, or make a choice for someone else, I feel terrible if it's bad. It's going to be good, though.
It's going to be good, and I don't give a fuck about anything, especially today.
Oh. She's just cranky, and I am gonna be quiet.
Guys, I'm
today.
Really sorry. I'm really, really sorry in advance.
It's just, I can't with you.
If you felt like there were knives scraping at the inside of you...
I don't get my period anymore.
Exactly. You're lucky, okay?
I wish I had it back.
Should we make this topic about menopause?
No, nobody fucking wants to hear about menopause.
Nobody wants to talk about menopause today.
God, I don't even want to talk about menopause anyway.
Ugh, whatever. Moral of the story is I'm just so unwell. I literally am just like, I slept half the day away. Like, I'm like crippling.
All right, well, what have you done since last Sunday? Since we spoke last?
Since we spoke, I feel like I've lived 9 lives, like a little cat.
Uh-huh. I haven't seen you a whole week.
Me neither. I feel like we've both had quite the weeks.
Mm, yeah, we did.
In different ways.
Yeah. I feel like yours was a lot better than mine. So tell us about yours.
I'll go first. To keep things light, I guess. It was Fashion Week. It still is Fashion Week in New York right now. And my friends and I got invited to a lot of events. So we had a lot to do. My friends Brooke and Brittany stayed with me this week, which was so fun. I love them. And I feel really lucky because all of my friends are under the same management as me. So we all get invited to the same stuff for the most part. So we all were just like... going to all of the Fashion Week events. We had a couple of shows. I made a new friend this week. Her name's Donna. I love her. She was so sweet. And yeah, Sam joined us later in the week. And we all just...
It looked like fun.
Yeah, we were prancing around New York City. Yeah, it was literally every single day. So I was just like going to a bunch of work events all week. But it was amazing. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
And then you did what? You had Galentine's.
Well, yeah, then Friday night... Well, Friday all day we had events. I had the Aloe event with Sam in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then right from there, we met the rest of the girls at a Hello Molly Galentine's lunch, which they dressed us at.
Their clothes look so cute.
Yeah, I've never shopped there before or worked with them, but they invited me in. It was cool. So we went to that. And then after that, we had Autumn's Galentine's, which Autumn and Anna just dropped a podcast too. And... it was so cute.
I need to listen to Hannah's too. I said last week I wanted to.
Yeah.
I need to.
Yeah, you
I
gotta
did,
get on
I
it.
Did subscribe, so.
I subscribed to them. But yeah, so then we went to Autumn's and it was so cute. She threw like a little Galentine's night.
She really went all out and it was so cute. All the stuff that you guys had, that candle.
She made me feel like I need to be a better host. Like, she killed it.
Oh, she did good.
And then last night I went out with some friends from my hometown and it was fun.
It sounds like you had a great week.
Thanks. It was fun. I'm very tired, but it was fun. All good tiredness.
All good.
So how about you?
My week was different.
I know.
Yeah. One of my brothers passed away, so that sucked. But
yeah.
I guess to even say that, it's like I've been through so much in the last 6 years. Yeah. But I just lost a brother in November on Thanksgiving.
Which was really hard for...
Yeah, so the dynamics are, though, we're a family of four kids, and my older sister is 16 years older than me, and then my brother that just passed this week is 13 years older than me, and then my brother that passed in November on Thanksgiving is 4 years older than me. So there's 9 years mm-hmm. in between the two boys.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of like my parents had two different families, because when we were growing up, our older siblings were kind of out, sort mm-hmm. of. So my oldest brother passed away this past week, which was sudden and crazy after losing one. So within 2 months, I lost two brothers. Yeah.
And last week when we filmed the first episode, we had no idea this was going to happen. Like, it was within days. But yeah, it is a weird dynamic.
It's definitely weird for me because, unfortunately, there was a bit of a strained relationship between mm-hmm. me and my brother that just passed. So...
Yeah, like, I had zero relationship with him. My other uncle, it was terrible losing him, but I barely knew him, the uncle that just passed this week. So that's why, for me, it's different.
And I think I struggled a lot with it because I was kind of, like, in the sense, who am I to even feel sad?
Right, but like, you have every single right to feel sad.
Well, it took for somebody, my friend Chris said to me this week, it's okay to feel sad because you're thinking about the memories from your youth or from when you were younger and certain memories that he's still your brother regardless yeah. of the reasons why you didn't talk and the things that made you not want him in your life and mm-hmm. it's still sad, but I think in my head I was like, why do I even have the right?
But you do. Yeah. You 100% do, and I think that on top of feeling sad, there's a million other emotions that you're feeling at the same time because of all of the things that have happened. Like, I feel like there's, I don't know, there's just different...
It's just weird. So now it's just me and Aunt Lori left, right? So she's 16 years older than me. So I think, like, she views it as the older sister, and now she has to take care of... Maybe she feels like she needs to take care of me. I don't know. But she went to the hospital, and her, too, had a strained relationship, and she went and was with my nephew and my brother's wife, and she did what she had to do, which... Again, I just felt like I didn't belong and I shouldn't have gone. Mm-hmm. And I also believe that you don't need to really say goodbye to somebody that way. Because right. we're all, when they're in spirit form, we could try to communicate or pray right. or whatever your beliefs are. But it was just such a weird week because I was, and I still continued to work, but it was just such a weird week because I was like, it's a different emotion.
Yeah.
When I lost my brother in November, it was like, quick, and we were super close, and yeah. I'm still devastated by it, and I'm still trying to process it.
Mm-hmm.
And then this brother, it's like, again, do I have the right?
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna start crying.
No, don't cry.
I'm literally, don't you cry. Can't. I have my period.
But, oh, I'm sorry. But then I sit and I think about it, and I'm like, I'm the baby of yeah. the family, and I remember everything that. You know, I think that's why I wanted the topic of relationships and family this week.
Yes.
Because what happened in the last 2 months, it's really been really traumatic for me.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
You have had so much loss, like, to the point where when I tell my friends, like my friends were staying with me when it happened, and I told yeah. them, and they were like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad. Like, your mom literally can't catch a break. For the past 6 years, like... It's just been so much back to back and like
crazy.
It's just insane. Like the things that happen, it's like,
so oh my it God. Started with in 2016, my mom died of pancreatic cancer.
Yes. Which was a very long process.
9 months of caring for her.
Yeah. We were at her house every single day taking care of her. It was like, it was just
crazy.
It was a heartbreaking crazy. Thing to watch.
Yes. And then, like, immediately after that, maybe, like, 6 weeks after she passed, my brother that just passed in November had bladder cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he went into the hospital and spent 2017 pretty much in and out of the hospital, got septic, almost died. We were in ICU. I mean, we went through it with him. Mm-hmm. He made it. And then we were taking care of my dad, who had... Are you going to cry? Please don't cry.
Guys, and then this taking, is not and what then, I thought was going to happen to him.
Well,
I'm crying.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
But then after that, it was like taking care of my dad, who had Parkinson's. I'm Parkinson's. Sorry. I can't even speak. Parkinson's disease, which made him really stiff and unable to walk. Yes. And so that was until 2021. And my dad, her grandpa, died in September of 2021.
Oh, man. I can't stop crying, guys.
It's crazy. No, but if you think about it, like, how crazy. And then immediately after my dad, our dog freaking had a stroke.
Oh, man. Both of them died.
No, Bella had a stroke and went blind before Christmas of 2021, right after Poppy died, right?
This is crazy, yeah.
And then
it's been a lot.
She died in February, Bella, our dog.
Yeah, and I was living in LA when Bella died, and I knew she was sick, and it was really hard, and I was gonna come home. Like, it was terrible. It was just, like, a lot.
Like, our dogs are, they're my kids.
Yeah. So I was, like, going back and forth between, like, coming home or not, and I just didn't know if, like, by the time I got home, she was already gonna be dead, and, like, it was just a lot. Like, I was far. And I was cleaning my apartment one morning, and I get a knock on my door, and I'm like, who the fuck is that? Because nobody knocked on my door in LA, like, ever. And I open the door, and guess who it is? It's my mother. It's this woman to my left. I open my door, and I just instantly knew. Our food's here already? I knew it.
Yeah, that other stranger in.
Anyways, yeah, so I knew. Like, right when I opened the door, I knew. And my mom came to tell me in person, so I wasn't alone, which was so sweet.
I had to, because, like I said, our pets are our family, and she moved so far, and I felt terrible. And I remember looking at Rocky, our other dog, after Bella died, and saying, don't get any ideas.
And then he got a big idea.
And then 2 months later, he got
It was only 2 months after?
I think it was
a little bit more, because I was living home when he got sick. Actually, no.
No. I noticed a tumor on his leg.
Yeah.
And then I took him to the vet, and it ended up being cancerous, and he survived, though. So that was, like,
survived?
He survived from April to Bella.
Yeah, Bella was quick. Rocky was a while. I love all my animals, but Rocky was like, oh my god, I'm gonna cry again. Well, I can't do this.
I can't do this today. This is so depressing, but no, we had another dog named Jeter who also, we got Rocky when he was a puppy, and Jeter had passed away, and Rocky really was, like, literally our rock of the family. Yeah. Like, he helped us through all that sadness. So to watch, and he was such a big, strong dog, too.
Yeah, he was my best friend.
Oh, man. I know, I love him. But he, anyway, so he was really taking a turn for the worse in November. Oh, poor man.
Guys, I can't stop crying. I'm like, waterworks. I didn't know we were going to talk about all of this. Okay, anyways.
Well, I think it was, like, part of the backstory. Like, I can't just, like, oh, my brother died this week. Let me just leave it at that.
It's
been crazy. So he took a turn for the worse in November, but then I got a call about Uncle Anthony.
Yeah.
And I had to fly down to North Carolina with my sister and didn't come home for 16 days.
So my uncle lives in Jersey his whole life.
He lived in New York.
Same shit. But then they just recently moved to North Carolina. So, yeah, I feel like everyone knew that he didn't look good. Like, we FaceTimed him in
August. He just didn't look healthy.
And he looked so skinny. And me and my cousin Olivia were like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm fine. He brushed it off, but he wasn't fine. So, yeah, you had to go down.
So, we had to leave. And the day after I left, Rocky passed.
Yes.
So that was a lot. And then 2 weeks later, my brother passed on Thanksgiving. And it was just crazy how fast it happened. And then my sister and I came home and, you know, we celebrated the holidays with our family or whatever.
It was hard.
It was horrendous. And then we just got news that my other brother, I guess, had a stroke or he had a brain bleed, and they found him at work unconscious, and he went to the hospital. And like I said, it was a strained relationship. I'm not going to talk about it. Why? And it was. But it took for people to tell me that it was okay for me to feel sad. And then I started reading this book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's the book called that you are reading?
I'm listening to the audio, but the book is, my sister kept telling me to listen to it, and The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. So it's about a sister who hears her brother talking to her in the afterlife, and he's helping her. He wants to write a book with her.
Okay.
So he's in the afterlife talking to her. I'm not fully done with it, but he had drug addiction here. Mm-hmm. And he talks about the reasoning of his purpose and why the sister had to also go through that with him. Oh. And what he learned and what he sees now being right. on the other side. So it's helping me make peace with Mike's brother's recent death. I just hope he's okay.
Yeah. I think that he definitely is better there than he ever was here. He struggled with just so many things internally, I think. Mm-hmm. It obviously is so unfortunate, but I think that he's in a way better place, 100%. Your feelings are so valid to feel sad, even though, like, you grew up with him. Like, that's your brother. And it was painful for you to not have a relationship with him. Like, obviously, that's not what you wanted.
Sorry to cut you off. After my brother Anthony died in November, I kept saying, even to Dad or whoever, and recently, right before he got sick or whatever happened to him, I kept saying, this just sucks that I have another brother that's alive and I don't have a relationship with him. And I have tried over the years, contrary to what everybody else could say, and they could challenge me and they could say what they want. It wasn't just like, I don't rehash things.
Yeah.
So when I don't like to argue with people and I don't want any toxic energy in my life at all. Mm-hmm. But I tried.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
It was just such a tough situation.
Yeah.
And it wasn't your fault. But I think that if I stopped talking to one of my brothers for the same reasons that you stopped talking to him and that all happened, like, I would be so heartbroken. So I think that it's just, like, a mix of that and then losing him and not being able to, like, have that closure about anything. Like, you know, it's hard. It's I think, harder. It could be harder because you don't have that peace of knowing, like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
But I also, like, because, you know, my sister kept saying, come to the hospital, like, maybe you need to. And I was like, I just feel like, no, one, I knew he wasn't in his body.
He also wasn't awake. You wouldn't have been able to even speak to him.
Yeah, no, he had a vent, but I knew he was gone.
Yeah, we are also, like, really spiritual.
Yeah.
Not to get into anything like that, because everyone has their own beliefs, and that's okay. But, yeah, we definitely believe in, like, the afterlife. And that you can communicate with people after they pass. And,
So for me, I knew that he wasn't in his body anymore. Right. And also, like, growing up and remembering as far back as 8 all his struggles, I kind of was relieved that he was out of such a toxic body.
100%.
It is what it is. But it was a tough week because I was feeling all crazy emotions while still trying to work and just dealing and then worrying about Aunt Lori and that and everything she saw. And she's, you know, a lot older than me. And now it's just the two of us. So it is weird to think, like, now it's just the two of us.
I mean, it's not, because you have all of us. But I know.
Like our family.
I know.
Like our mom, our dad. You know, we had so much loss in 6 years that it's like, it's okay, enough.
I know, enough is enough. Like,
but this is why I like listening to certain podcasts and reading books like this, that I could hear other people's perspective on death and how they are feeling and just things that happen to them.
Yeah.
You know, and it makes me feel better. And that's why I do listen when other people say stuff to me. Like, I'm like, oh, wait, I do have a right.
Yeah, you do.
But I didn't think I was being too hard on myself.
Yeah.
But
which you always
are. So I picked talking about relationships and family this week. Because I just thought it would be good. And then I read that comment that somebody wrote underneath your YouTube about wanting to know a little bit more about me and digging deep into me.
We're digging.
There you go. Like, that's it. But, I mean,
yeah, because the person that commented on my YouTube video said something about, like, wanting to know more about how, like my parents are still together. They've been together for how many years?
They'll be 25 years married in June.
Yeah, so they just said, I also think the dynamic between your family and your parents still being together / having a more traditional family would be cool to hear about, since that is really rare nowadays, which is really true. But it also is just, like, so crazy to think about, because from an outside perspective, looking in at my family, it looks so perfect, like picture perfect, like this family that's like still together and like whatever, like we're so close, we have such a good bond, but we've, oh my god, why the fuck am I okay? Like, no, I never cry. I don't know, it's like
now
crazy.
You're making me cry.
But we have such an amazing bond, and like from an outside perspective looking in, you'd be like, oh wow, like so perfect, like do they have anything that they deal with? Because I've also gotten comments like that are like, oh, like you don't deal with anything hard, whatever, but people just don't like truly know, because yes, you got blessed with like an amazing relationship that has lasted and kids that are close with you and whatever, but then you also have been dealt like so many cards of to deal with so much loss,
which, and dad hasn't.
Yeah, dad has not,
so
at all.
He's lost grandparents, which is sad because he grew up and he lived with them,
but not as,
I actually asked him last night, we were driving home from dinner, and I said to him, does it ever scare you looking at my life? Like, looking at my losses, mm-hmm. that has happened. Like, he still has his parents. He still has his siblings. I'm like, does it ever terrify you? And he said, I just try not to think about it.
Yeah.
Because it could scare somebody. Like, I know I've changed drastically in 6 years. I
mean,
know.
Who wouldn't?
I have a completely different outlook on life.
Yeah.
So, I say just take the trip and enjoy life.
Yeah, because, no, literally, like...
literally.
I think even I have. I mean, I was so young... when like all this started, but now like that's why I kind of just like live my life and like don't give a fuck about anything.
Tomorrow's never promised,
because literally I think like I could literally die next week, like,
well, god forbid.
Yeah, but like I will spend the money, I'll go to the dinners, I will go on vacation, like I don't care, because life is so short, like you just never know.
I mean, at the end of the day, you definitely want to save money.
Well, yes, I definitely spend a little too much money a month, but that's a story for another day.
But anyway, regardless, we just have to live.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be living for work. Work should be living for us. That's the bottom
line. I definitely live for work, but...
No, but I like, also no, live... no. Because some people, like, won't take a day off, won't take a vacation. True. Like, they just live for work.
Yeah, but I also am, like, very lucky in what I do, because I still work when I'm on
vacation.
Yeah,
you're so lucky. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also think, like, I also had somebody else say to me this week, I was texting with one of my brother's friends, my brother that passed in November, one of his best friends that we both grew up with, and he said to me, we were just bullshitting back and forth. He said, touched a little bit about his relationship, and then was like, you have a perfect marriage. And I was like, first of all, nobody has a perfect marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta work at that.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't work at that, and you don't... We've had issues. Everybody has issues. We argue. Right. I mean, well, we really don't argue that much.
No.
You just tell him he's annoying and then he's quiet after a while. I think we've had like two major arguments in the 25 years.
Yeah. But like obviously a relationship is going to require work, yeah, and like nurturing
and
it.
Nobody's perfect.
No. Nobody's perfect, mm-hmm. and nobody has a perfect life. Like, mm-hmm. everybody struggles with their own issues, whatever those are.
It's true. I just think growing up, I grew up in my home with my siblings and my mom and dad. And my mom and dad were married 60 years before my mom passed. And I think being the youngest, I watched things and said, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. You've definitely seen a lot and you've gone through so much in your life. It's crazy. Like, I don't know anybody that's like,
well, everybody goes through stuff, but I've always made mental notes since I'm a little kid, like, yep, I don't like the way my parents handled that situation.
Right. Okay, I get what you're saying.
I'm not gonna do that with my kids. I don't like the way my parents never fought or whatever, but I always say, like, they didn't fought because my mom never challenged him,
right?
But I will always stick up for my kids. I will always have their back. Unless you're wrong, then I'll let you know. But you guys have also done that for me.
Yeah.
You know, if I've been wrong or if I've done something that you didn't like, you've always addressed it, which I wasn't allowed.
Yeah, we definitely have like a very, very open relationship where I feel like our parents, you and dad, are willing to learn from us too, which I think is so special, mm-hmm. because a lot of parents have the viewpoint of like, I know everything because I'm the parent, but at the end of the day, we're all still learning. Like, you
forever.
You never finish learning. So I think it's really nice that you guys are willing to like hear us out and listen to the things that we could teach you, because even though we're younger, we still could teach you something And it's always been like that. Ever since we were young, you guys never, like, shut us down for, like, trying to share the way that we felt about something. And no, I feel like...
you should.
Yeah, and I feel like we've all taught each other things. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I've taught you things. I've taught Dad things. I think Nick's taught through. For sure. Like, we all continue to just teach each other and, like...
But that's the thing. Like, we keep our dynamics that way. Mm-hmm. A lot of parents are like, I'm the parent. You don't have a say. And it's like, I'm sorry, what? Like,
yeah, like, obviously. What do
you
mean?
Like, your kid's not going to tell you anything.
Yeah. Obviously, like, at the end of the day, you guys are the parents. And, like, if you say, like, don't do that or whatever, like, growing up, if you didn't want us to go somewhere or do something, like, obviously, like, that happened. Yeah. But I don't know.
I think for me it was harder because I have such a crazy intuition. So I'd be like, Amanda, I just got a really bad feeling. Like, I just don't think you should be doing that tonight or going there. And yeah. I haven't been wrong. I'm just going to say.
I don't know. I think sometimes.
I don't know. But we have always kept it real. I think that's what it is. We always kept it real. But I've learned such big lessons growing up and learning from what my parents did, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't a lot of voice, my opinion.
Right. We took an intermission because I had to pee.
We're back.
What were we talking about?
I think we were done. We were just, like, touching base on, like, finishing up about, like, the family dynamics and stuff like that.
I don't know what we should get into now. We were in a good flow.
We were talking about relationships and family. So what have you learned from our family relationships, like, taken into your friendships, like, and has any of what you learned at home taught you how to handle outside relationships?
I feel like it's just taught me to be, like, really open with the people that are in my life. I don't know. Like, I feel like with all my friends, I'm just, like, an open book, even online. Like, I never hold back. I feel like if I feel a certain way about something, I'll say it.
Yeah.
With my friends, like, I'm just very open with them. Somebody actually asked me the other day how, like, me and Carly have kept our friendship going for, like, so long, which Carly is my best friend since I'm 3 years old, for people that don't know. But I was just like, I don't know, like we just tell each other everything, like,
it just works.
Yeah, like, it just always has. Yeah. Like, we've never had, I don't know, she's, like, literally, like, a sister. With all relationships in my life, it's always just, I've been really open, but I also think it's taught me that if somebody, like, disrespects me, not to keep them around. I don't know if, like, that specifically taught me that or if, like, you guys just did.
Yeah.
But I've definitely, like, had friendships where, like, they just weren't good friends and I, like, cut them off in a, like, peaceful way. Like, I don't have bad blood with anybody that's not in my life anymore. But yeah, I don't know. I think that's really, like, I don't know. I'm just so open with my friends. Like, they're all, like, family to me.
I just think it's good to keep, like, good energy around.
100%, yeah.
I really believe in, like, energy and just, like... I mean, how many times have you met someone and you're like, yeah, no, we can't be...
Oh, yeah, so many times. Like, I've met so many people where it's, like, I don't have anything against them, but, like, I could feel that I just don't want them around. I feel so blessed, though, because I have so many friends in my life that are such genuine, good people.
I don't think I've met all the girls.
Yeah. No, you haven't.
I've talked to them on FaceTime with you, whatever. But you have good people around you, I can tell.
I can read people like a book. Yeah. Like, I feel energy so strongly. It's, like, scary sometimes because I'm like, oh my God, this person is kind of, like, nice, but I don't know why my body rejects
them. And you're always right.
Always right. Like, it's so strange. Oh my God.
It's like your soul's rejecting them.
No, literally. There's, like, this one person that I have in mind. Mm-hmm. And literally, like, every time I'm around them, I just, like, my skin crawls.
Why do I feel like I know who it is?
You definitely do.
See, part of the book that I'm reading, he talks about, like, our soul connections and, like, how we make, you know, we make pacts with each other. Like, we know what our life is going to be. We plan it out before we come here.
Right. We're not going to get too spiritual on you guys.
We won't. But, like, I think that's what it is. You meet someone and it's like you're rejecting them almost.
Yeah. It's really fucking weird.
It's weird.
And it happens to me. It happens a lot with guys. That's why I feel like it's really hard for me with dating because, like, if my, like, body, like, rejects them, I'm like, okay, no, like, clearly that's not the one. Which probably is true. And I'm just, like, avoiding, like, bad situations or something, but
yeah, but you won't even go on a date.
No, but
you'll get a text.
Maybe they'll kill me.
Well, okay, don't go on any dates.
Exactly. My body rejects them. I say no. I don't want to.
But it's not even your. You get a text and you're like, yeah, no. This I shouldn't even.
Speaking of that, I just got a Hinge notification.
Oh.
Like what? Oh my god, really random. This is like so not on topic, but okay, I want to say it.
I need to know.
So, I don't even know when. It was like a few months ago. Yeah. I matched with this guy on a dating app called Raya. I matched with him and we were supposed to go on a date. You know the story, but I'll tell the people. We were supposed to go on a date and it was going to be a breakfast. Or no, first it was supposed to be a dinner date.
Oh, him.
Yeah, him. It was going to be a dinner date. And then he changed it to a breakfast date, which, like, I was down for because breakfast is my favorite.
Mm, that'd be a great date for you.
Yeah. Maybe, like, for the fourth date. Early in the morning, oh my god, waking up and going on a first date, that actually sounds like hell.
Yeah, man.
Right. Dinner dates are for me.
Okay.
But I was okay with it because I thought he was cute. And then, like, the night before, he texted me and tried to switch the date to be a reading date. And I was like...
He had to study.
He had to study. And I was like, what? Like, I'm so sorry, but I don't want to sit next to a man that I don't know and read a fucking book. Like, I'll stay home.
But isn't the point of going on a date is getting to know each other so you're speaking to each other? Yes. Not reading?
Yeah, it was just so strange. And after that,
you do get some weird requests.
I get very, yeah, very weird. But I was just like, what the fuck? Like, no.
We need to do a whole podcast about that.
So I stopped talking to him. But then, so that was on Raya. But then on Hinge, if you don't know, you can see the people that like you on Hinge. That same guy liked me on Hinge. And he wrote, Caribbean trip in March? ? Like, does he forget who I am?
Listen, I told you from the second I saw him, it was no.
Does he not know? Like, I'm confused. Like, does he think that I'm, like, does he not recognize me? Like, I'm not understanding. Isn't that so weird?
It's still a no.
It's a no. It's like, a no. Definitely not going.
It's a no for me.
Like, I'm just confused. He went from wanting to go on a reading date to wanting to.
You're going to go to the Caribbean
with him? Yeah, like.
You don't even know him. Like, you haven't even gotten on a date.
Yeah, because he wanted to read together.
See, that's when I would say, Amanda, you're not going.
Imagine if I was like, yeah, Hinge to Caribbean date. Obviously, he's probably kidding. But
no, I know.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just thought that was funny. I don't know why the fuck I brought that up. Anyway, soul's rejecting.
Okay, we're all over the place here.
I reject him. But yeah, anyway.
Anyway, you're crazy.
I know.
You went from crying. You're like a roller coaster
in
this
episode. My period. It's getting me good. It's fine.
And I went deep, but I'm better now. I'm doing good. And this book that I'm reading is actually really helping me.
Yeah.
It really is helping me. I feel like, in a way, and I said this to Aunt Lori, I feel like somebody wanted her to tell me to read it.
Probably.
Or listen to it, because the messages that are coming in it, I feel like my brother would want me to know.
Yeah, 100%.
Especially what this guy went through, and it's with his little sister, and he keeps referring to her as baby sister, and when I was young, my brother used to say that to me.
That's weird.
So it's just like certain things he's saying, I'm like, oh, well, that's weird. Like, is that the message he wants me to know? So
probably.
Yeah, it's just a great book.
So. I think everything happens for a reason, mm-hmm. So.
Me too.
100%.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
I'm hoping for a way better week this week.
I think that this week's going to be the best week of your life.
Yeah.
Yep. It's only up for here, from here.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
I want to know what you think it takes to keep a healthy marriage going. Like, you and Dad have been together for so long. Like, what are the keys?
So, my niece Jenna actually just asked me this. Was it the weekend everybody came?
When we were in La Valette?
No, she asked me when we were in Aunt Lori's.
Okay.
The weekend Aunt Darlene and them came up.
Because it is such a healthy relationship, you and Dad. And I think that that's another reason why I'm so picky, because Dad treats you so well.
I think that you just need to be respectful of each other, work 50-50 on the relationship and everything in the house. Dad works a lot. But like, I always took on the role of taking care of the kids when they were younger. And then when you guys got older, or not you, but you kind of with the boys, like we would flip off each other.
Right. Okay. So I think that what she's trying to say more so, like, so Nick and Drew worked.
I think I'm all over the place.
She is all over the place.
But like, wait, can I finish? Our dynamics were always good.
Can I finish what I'm saying? Nick and Drew worked for my dad, mm-hmm. and Drew still does, but they worked for my dad. He owns a pizzeria, and I think that kind of, like when they started doing
he
that.
He took over raising them.
Yes.
It's crazy to say, but, like, I raised them, raised you guys younger, mm-hmm. and then he helped with Nick and Drew older, like, talking to people, customer service, saving money. Like, mm-hmm. he just took on a different role.
Right.
As they got older. But I think we just kind of always, like... We respect each other. We're friends. I think it's really, really important to be friends. I've known him since I'm 15. Mm-hmm. I didn't like him at 15, but I've known him since I'm 15. We started dating when I was 20 and he was 24. But we've always just kind of like, it's just like, whatever. Like, we never make a big deal about anything either.
Yeah.
Like, we just kind of like roll with the punches and whatever comes our way, comes our way. And yeah, I don't know. It's just like, whatever. I think that so many people are just... maybe just not ready. I was young, though, when we got married.
You were very young. But so at the end of the day...
I don't know, you just gotta work
at it. At the end of the day, you have to respect each other. I think that's really true.
Respect, communication, be loyal, obviously. Duh. But, like, always communicate. That's a big thing, because I know people that they don't say how they feel. I say how I feel.
Yeah.
No matter what it is. Like, even if it's going to hurt him, I say it. Because right. I'm like, I can't hold back.
Well, that's how you, like, fix things.
Yeah.
You have to tell each other how you're feeling through everything, really.
So yeah. If you ever get, like, upset with a friend or upset with anyone, a coworker or whatever, you don't have to yell, but you could sit down and be like, I really just don't like the way mm-hmm. you just did that.
Yeah, learning to have mature conversations about how you feel has been such a game changer in my life, I think. I feel like I used to react really quick at things and, like, out of anger. But now I'm like, okay, no. Like, nobody listens when they're being yelled at.
So I still have an issue with that, though, sometimes.
Yeah. Because sometimes... yeah. Wait. Hold on. Because with me, like, you'll just lash out, kind of. Not in a terrible way. But sometimes you just, like... take it out on me instead of just communicating how you feel. And I'm like, hello.
I do it with Dad, too, because sometimes my issue is I hold everything inside.
Right.
For a long time. And I don't communicate. And
okay, so you're going back at everything you just said?
No, I mean, like, hold everything in, like, that I'm feeling, like, the sadness in the last 6 years. And then I just...
take it out on the people
you
love.
Yeah, I don't, but I communicate.
Yeah, you don't take it out too badly. You really don't.
I mean, there's things I should work on, but...
I didn't say that.
Whatever. It is what it is, but I think that just respecting each other, communication, and...
yeah.
I don't know. I think it gets tricky when you have kids, though. Have marriage. Because parenting styles, if you have two different parenting styles, it could go bad.
Mm-hmm.
Dad let me take the lead on that one.
Yeah. But I feel like Dad also kind of, like, agreed with however you did raise us. And I feel like none of us were really... too bad of kids.
Listen, we both grew up in a very Italian households where it was like the dad was the boss,
right?
You know, and that's how it went, and whatever the dad said went. And then when in my house, I was just kind of like, absolutely not.
Yeah, Dad's definitely not the boss.
But I asked him, like, when you wanted to get your belly bump pierced, I wasn't gonna just make that decision by myself.
Yeah,
I said to him, like, Amanda wants it. How old are you?
I was 14.
Yeah, she was 14. She's like, I want to get my belly bump pierced. And I remember calling Dad at work and was like, or he came home, whatever. And I was like, Amanda wants to get her belly bump pierced. What do you think? At 16. And he goes, well, like, why doesn't she just get it done now? And
I was because I asked.
What do you mean? I go, I don't know. She's kind of young. He's like, what's the difference? It's just a hole.
Yeah, because I asked. I was like, could I get it pierced when I'm 16? And then, yeah, he was like, just do it now. Who cares? But my parents are also, like, really chill. Like, Dad is kind of really chill.
Yeah, no, he just, like, he was like, what's, like.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that Dad has yelled at me once.
I think he tries to get mad at you guys.
No, he's definitely yelled at Nick and Drew before. Like, not a lot. Like, probably once ever. Yeah. But he's literally never yelled at me.
Never?
No.
You've never gotten in trouble by him?
No, never. I'm his little girl.
That is crazy. I know Nick and Drew have.
No, I know. He's never yelled at me.
Definitely Nick.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of Drew. I can't. I don't know.
I don't know either. But yeah, no. I really don't think he has.
Nice.
I know.
Interesting. I sometimes wonder if I let him take the lead, what it would have been like in the house.
Please. He's so oblivious to things, too. Like, he wouldn't even know. Like, I feel like if he were strict, it'd be so easy to do things behind his back. He would have no idea.
Wait, the best was like, so me, Amanda, and Drew were in Florida with my sister and my brother-in-law and my niece.
Yeah.
And Nick's a senior in high school and thinks it's a good idea to have a party on a Friday night. Dad got home at 12. He gets home at midnight. And he was just inviting the hockey team.
Yeah, but everyone showed up. I think I threw him under the bus.
Well, right.
But no. Actually, our neighbor called you.
Yeah, she thought I was at this party with my son and I was serving alcohol and hanging out with these kids, which is ridiculous. I would never do that. But the point of this story is my husband gets a call to go home. He goes home in the middle of a Friday night at a pizzeria, busy as hell, goes home, I'm on the phone with him. I hear him screaming, kicking everybody out of the house, yelling at Nick. Everybody leaves. Brings Nick back to the restaurant with him. They go home. Some of Nick's friends came back to help Nick clean up. He takes Nick's cell phone away as punishment, hides it in a drawer in our room, but doesn't shut it off. So Nick called it, found it, got it, and then Dad didn't even, like, continue to punish him. He was just like, oh, whatever. And I'm like,
yeah.
My dogs were, like, eating stuff off the floor that, I mean, it was, like, I was ridiculous. Pissed. And he didn't, no punishment, nothing.
There were girls.
Zero punishment. And Dad just got over it. Yeah, he's like, oh, whatever.
He doesn't stay mad for very long at all. I was pissed this night because there were, like, girls in my room posting, like, selfies on Instagram. I was like, excuse me. A boy laid in my bed and sent me a Snapchat and was like, where are you? And I was like, get the fuck out of my bed. Oh my God, I was so mad at Nick. Oh my God, I think I was also jealous that I wasn't there. Because my friends were there. I was so annoyed.
I was just so mad. I was...
Yeah, you were pissed. Yeah, Dad does not...
From Florida.
We just talked over each other. We keep talking over each other this episode. Yeah. Yeah, no, Dad definitely does not stay angry for a long period of time.
I know.
He's also Scorpio. I feel like we don't stay... I'm a Scorpio, my dad's a Scorpio, and Nick is a Scorpio. And I feel like Scorpios are pretty chill.
Yeah.
Like, I could get really mad, but it doesn't last for very long.
Dad could get really mad.
Yeah, but it doesn't last for long at all. No. Like, we let shit go, like, pretty easily. Like, I don't hold grudges towards actually anybody. It's pretty bad.
Well, that's the thing. I don't hold grudges. I just let it go. I just don't want you in my space.
Yeah. Like, I'll cut you off, but yeah. I don't give a fuck about whatever happened in the past. Yeah. I kind of forget.
Yeah. No, he's easy, though.
He's very easy. It's funny.
So that's why you're picky about relationships?
What?
I don't get it.
What do you mean?
You asked me how to stay together for so long.
Well, I was saying that I've seen a good relationship, and I want a good relationship. So, yeah, like, if I... Like, yes, that makes me more picky because I want something good that I think will last. And I want something that's, like...
And someone that feels the same way.
Yeah, and somebody that's going to, like, treat me well. Dad, I think, has treated you well, and I want that.
It's got to be really hard today, though.
It's so hard.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I hate it. I'm, like, at the point where I'm just, like, over it. Like, I don't even care. Like, ugh, stay away from me.
Okay.
Yeah, especially right now. Like, I am on my period, and I just am like, ugh.
Oh, my God.
Like, I feel like a literal devil today. Oh, my God.
Oh, I know.
I feel like I could, like, literally punch somebody in the face right now and not feel bad.
I'm so excited that I'm with you. It makes me feel so safe.
Oh, I know. I would never punch you in the face.
Okay.
Last night, I wanted to punch this man in the face at the bar.
I know, and you were so rude, though. Like,
he was a creep.
I know, but... when you're out, don't know if somebody, like, he could have a knife on him.
He was fine. There was this man, and he was so obliterated, and he was, like, creeping up on me and my friend Drew, like, being annoying. Like, he kept, like, lurking on us, and he was, like, falling over, like, he was hit. Oh, my God, he was just irritating me, and it was happening for, like, kind of a while, so my intrusive thoughts took over, and I turned around, and I was like, are you okay? I said it in kind of a mean tone.
But then the PMS.
Yeah, I was PMSing hard. But then, like, one of our guy friends were all around. Like, I knew that at the end of the day they could take care of it. They're kind of big, a lot of those guys. So, yeah. But then one of them actually told him to fuck off, and he did, so.
Oh, my God, though.
What do you mean, oh, my God? He was being creepy. Like, he literally probably would have grabbed us.
Oh. He was being older?
Yes, he was being a freak. So, like, yes, I should say something. What the hell are you saying? I should be nice to a creepy guy?
No, you just never know when somebody has something on them that could hurt you.
He didn't.
Okay.
And he did not hurt me. He was being an idiot, and he pissed me
off. Sorry, as a mom, I worry.
Whatever. I was not having it last night at all. I was starting
fights. She's not having it at all today either, but we're good.
I'm not having it.
And then I made her cry. I'm sorry. I'm just bringing out all your emotions
right today. Now, I don't know why I'm feeling angry. I'm having mood swings.
God, I just wanted to get away from you. You need to eat.
I'm hangry. I'm having mood swings. I'm, like, not doing well at all, but...
I'm scared of you.
I was starting fights last night with one of my guy friends for fun.
What the hell's wrong with you?
It was funny. He was laughing. He thought it was funny. I was, like, making fun of him because I felt like it. Okay. I just felt like being a bully.
Oh, my God.
I was, like, not having it. Oh, my God. I'm still not having it.
Fuck. I know. I don't like you right now.
I don't think I like podcasting when I'm on my period. Don't worry, guys. It'll be over next week.
Oh, my God. You're so scary, though, sometimes.
This episode has been really up and down. I'm feeling really confused.
I'm sorry I made you cry.
No, it's okay. Maybe I needed to cry.
I didn't mean that. I haven't cried really hard this week. So I feel like it's coming. Like, I feel like I need to process and just, like, let it out.
It's really weird for me. Like, I, like, really suppress, like, all of the things that have gone on in the past few years. Like, I don't really cry that often at all. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do if I, like, really think hard. But I just try to not think about it. Like, I'm good at suppressing things, which is not good. Like, it's really bad for me mentally. And I just, like, explode. Like, if I cry, it's, like... One day I'm going to cry for hours about everything that's ever happened to me that has made me sad.
Well, that's what I was saying before. I suppress a lot. It's and then bad. All of a sudden I'm like...
I know. Maybe we should go to therapy.
Like the other... Was it like 3 weeks ago? Dad found me in the bathroom. I was getting ready for work and I was just hysterical crying. And he was like, does this happen every day? Does this happen every morning? And I was like, no.
Every morning.
Woke up thinking about my brother that passed in November and like a flood of memories came out. And I couldn't get ready for work. Yeah. I just could not stop crying.
For me, it's when I look at pictures.
I try not to go in my camera roll.
Yeah, I don't look at mine really either. It's really hard for me. Which is weird, because when I was younger, oh my God, I always used to go through my camera roll. Now I'm like, I don't even want to look at it.
I know, me too.
Like, I just don't.
It's so hard.
It is hard.
Like, videos. But then it's nice to listen to their voices again. So it's like.
But that's when it reminds me, and I like to just act like nothing happened.
I know, it's so hard.
It's so weird. I'm just
really, really thankful for the memories, though, because. Yes.
Yeah, death is just such a weird thing. Like, I literally can't wrap my head around it. It doesn't make any sense.
You really need to read this book, listen to this
Maybe
book.
Maybe I should. We went to a psychic one time, or a medium, I don't even know. Mm-hmm. But I think it was like a year or two ago. And they said that I have not processed my grandma's death, which happened when I was 16.
I'm really trying to remember where we were.
I don't know where we were, but I remember them saying it to me.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Was it at our house?
Maybe.
The guy that came to our house?
Maybe.
It was before you moved.
Yeah, and he said to me, you have not processed your grandma's death at all. Like, she said it. She came through and, like, said that. And I was like, what? Really? Because it happened a while ago. I would hope that I have, but maybe I haven't.
But that's the thing. Like, we...
I don't think I ever will. Like, I genuinely don't think I ever will. Like, death actually makes no sense to me.
But read the book.
Okay.
It'll make... He has a way... Because he's coming back from the afterlife talking to his sister. And he's telling her the process of death.
Right.
And
which I know the process of death. I've heard it a million times.
But from his perspective of looking down at us, it's really interesting to listen to.
Right.
Really? But anybody that's ever lost somebody...
Who wrote the book? Like, who is this woman? How does she know?
She heard him.
Oh, wait, what?
She heard her brother talking.
Okay, it's a real story?
It's a true story.
Oh, okay. I thought it was fiction.
No, she heard her brother talking, and she documented. So she's writing a book with her brother from the afterlife.
Oh, that's
crazy. She wrote a book.
Crazy.
It really has helped me so far. And I've actually, like, I'm a chapter mom. But I've actually already went back and listened to a couple of chapters because it really hit home.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, was that just a message for me or am I crazy? So it's good to listen to other people's, you know, perspectives. But I feel like there was a reason why Aunt Lori told me to listen
to this book. Yeah, for sure.
So
interesting.
That's it. I dug deep. Sorry.
You dug super deep. I think I need to go to therapy or something.
I was hoping this would help me.
This podcast?
Yeah.
But we still probably need therapy.
Maybe.
Because this is just still us just talking.
The thing is, like, with therapy, like, I know my issues.
Yes, but they help you, like, they help guide you through your issues. Mm-hmm. I got a therapist for, like, 2 seconds, and then I ghosted her, which I think is a sign that I need one, because that's terrible.
Well, you were avoiding.
Yes, because she started telling me things about myself that were very true, and I got scared. And
it's,
I was like...
But it's scary to listen to the truth.
Like I that. Know. She told me, and I was like, okay, you're a little too right for me. I gotta go.
Maybe she was too good for you.
She was good.
You should go back. Can you find her, though? Because it was...
Yes. She has texted me many times, being like, hello, how are you? And I'm like, clearly not good.
Do you answer her?
No.
Amanda, you can't ghost your therapist.
I did.
Yeah, I think you should maybe answer
well,
her.
Well, she gave me, like, a worksheet to... two worksheets.
Oh, and you had to do it?
I didn't do it.
Because Amanda doesn't do homework.
I didn't want to. One of them was a worksheet about loss, like death. Okay. Which, like, I don't want to fill out a fucking thing about that. And then the other one was about, like, trauma from toxic relationships.
And you on Zoom with her or just phone?
The phone. Mm. And that one I didn't want to fill out either.
So, like, she doesn't really see if you're filling it out or not. So why not just...
No. I have to, like, send it to her.
Oh.
It's like paper. Like, it's like a... homework. Like a doc. Like
it
a
probably would be good for you because it would be a journaling, in a sense, and getting your... feelings out on the paper.
I'm not
that's
gonna,
what she was trying to do.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even read a single question. Because she was really right. And after that phone call, I was like, I can't do it anymore.
Maybe you should call her.
I know, it's bad. Yeah. Let's go to therapy together.
Okay.
Mommy's daughter therapy. No.
I'm not sitting in therapy with you.
I'm definitely not sitting in therapy with you either.
That'd be terrible.
I'd be making jokes the whole time.
I just, like, don't even think that'd be healthy.
No. Well, no. Unless, like, we had a reason to be in together.
But right. Like, if a husband and wife need to go to therapy together, they should do separate and then they should do together. But...
no. We don't need it to do it together. That would be a recipe for disaster. I'd be literally making jokes the entire time.
Or we'd end up fucking fighting. Arguing.
No, we would
I'd
end
be
up...
like, Amanda, fuck off right now. You're being a dick.
We would end up needing therapy more together.
I think the therapist would go running. Poor thing,
God.
I'd feel terrible. No, we'd be fine.
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't even know how to wrap up this episode because it was so, like, up and down. There was a lot to unpack here. I'm sorry, guys. We kind of trauma dumped.
We did. I'm sorry. Well, you asked me how my week was, and I couldn't just say that happened without explaining my whole story.
Right.
I have a story.
You got a whole story. There's more where that came from. We could go definitely, yeah. Like... more in depth on, like, certain parts of, like, everything. And trust me, guys, we're gonna have happier episodes that are about funny things and lighthearted things, but obviously this has just happened.
I mean, it just happened, and
yeah,
honestly, my other brother just happened.
Yeah.
And I
it's
sorry
just, it I is what
deep.
it is
what it is.
Life is what it is. Yeah. And yeah, I'm sure there's people out there that will relate to this 100%.
You just truly have to live life to the fullest.
Yep. Live life. And tell the
Take
people
the chances.
Tell the people that you love them, because you never know. You truly never know. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode.
Yes, I do too. It helped me a lot talking about it. So I'm glad.
Yep, so that's a little bit of our story. We'll talk to you guys next Wednesday.
We'll keep it happier next week.
Yeah, next week I promise we'll have a lighthearted episode. Pinky promise, guys.
We might be hungover though, because we're gonna be at Olivia's 30th the night before.
Oh, that'll be fun. Next week will be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.